Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is June 3rd, 2025, and here are our top stories. Chatbot deception. AI in 3D printing. AI versus PyTorch. Digital immortality. Chatbot deception. The AI chatbot. Natasha, known for assisting customers in developing mobile apps, is under scrutiny as reports emerge that it might have been powered by 700 Indian programmers rather than AI. Builder AI, the company behind Natasha, has faced financial turmoil, leading to the appointment of an insolvency administrator for its parent company, Engineer.ai. Allegations suggest that Builder.ai conducted extensive fake business with the Indian social media company Versi Innovation, significantly inflating revenue forecasts by 300%. Amidst this, the company filed for insolvency when creditors seized funds, and U.S. authorities are now demanding financial records for investigation. AI in 3D printing. Researchers at the Swiss Federal Laboratories for Materials Science and Technology in Thun are tapping into the power of machine learning to optimize laser-based metal processing and make three-dimensional printing with powder bed fusion more accessible to new audiences. This approach allows for the precise and automated production of complex components critical to industries like automotive and medicine. By using machine learning, the team led by Giulio Massanelli and Chang Rajani has reduced the number of test runs needed by about two-thirds without compromising the quality of the final product. This development highlights the promising potential of machine learning and artificial intelligence in advancing laser processing and three-dimensional printing technologies. AI versus PyTorch. A team at Stanford University has discovered that large language models can generate GPU kernels with surprising efficiency. These kernels, specifically CUDA-C kernels, are small programs designed to execute tasks like matrix multiplications or image processing directly on NVIDIA GPUs. Intriguingly, some of these automatically generated kernels outperform the default functions of the popular AI framework, PyTorch. For instance, the process of layer normalization, which balances values in a neural network, was accelerated by over 4 times. The experiments were based on a benchmark called KernelBench, aiming to replace PyTorch operators with CUDA implementations. However, challenges remain, particularly with lower precision data operations such as FP16. Digital immortality. Imagine a world where your consciousness could be uploaded to a computer, allowing you to live on digitally, a concept long explored in science fiction. But how close are we to making this mind uploading a reality? This idea hinges on mapping our entire neural network and simulating it digitally. Projects like the Human Brain Project in the EU and the Brain Initiative in the USA are paving the way by enhancing our understanding of brain complexity, with milestones such as the successful simulation of a fruit fly's brain. Yet we're still far from fully digitizing human consciousness. The technical hurdles are immense. Not only do we need to map neural structures precisely, but also replicate subjective experiences and consciousness. This brings up philosophical and ethical concerns. Would a digital copy truly be us, or just a reflection of our behavior and memories? Who would access these digital selves, and what if multiple copies exist? While companies like Neuralink are developing brain-computer interfaces that might eventually support mind uploading, experts suggest it could take 100 to 200 years before this becomes possible. As we lay the technical groundwork, it's crucial to ponder the implications and establish ethical and legal guidelines, tackling questions of identity, consciousness, and the essence of being human. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.